Listen.
Thank God it's Friday.
Line it up, baby.
Hey!
Hi, this is Evander Holyfield, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Randy's on the sports scene, he's working all the time. Brings you all the scores you need, so get him on the line. Pick up the phone and call him now and say what's on your mind. They should pay him double, cause he's working overtime.
Evander Holyfield.
Craig LeBron,
Jim Palmer,
Tony Fernandez, Hardy Nickerson.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy.
Bill Murphy.
My two men, Randy Savage.
Dre Nitschke.
Chris Evert.
George Foreman, and I'm talking sports with Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Randy Harris. I don't think he believes it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's very important you don't stink today.
The Macho Man Randy Savage, and when I want to catch up on all the sports, I listen to the Randy Harris Show. That's the bottom line.
Hey, everybody, we're all going to get late.
What exactly was that? That was awesome. I don't know if it's going to be that good of a show. It's just me in the studio. Alex here. Randy is out doing something. I think he's out there cruising not the airwaves this week, but the ocean waves, taking a little bit of a vacay. So you're stuck with me on this rainy Friday. September. This is September already, 19th. Almost done with the year. End of the year usually means one thing, and that's NFL. And obviously, it's been a little bit of a rough run one for the Bucks. Everybody has all these expectations, and so far, nobody's been able to. Deliver, I guess, is the way to put it. The big news, obviously, being last night's schlobber knocker. Little bit of a rough one for the Bucks. Actually, this week I'm lucky. I get to talk about two heartbreakers since they had the Thursday night game last night, as well as last weekend, the heart-wrenching loss to the Rams here at home. I'll go ahead and throw out the phone number. 866-826-1340. That's 866-TAN-1340. Give me a call. I do want to hear what people have to say, what their thoughts are. We're three games into this season. Everybody was so excited with the new coaching staff. Everybody was so excited with all the offseason moves. And it's been a faceplant. Is it too early to panic? Is it too early to say, oh no, we didn't do what we should have. We made all these moves, and don't mistake activity for progress. How much of the blame goes to the coaching staff? How much of the blame goes to the players? One of the glaring things you have to look at is how many injuries have been have happened since the beginning of the season. Obviously, you have McCoy, Martin, Seferian Jenkins. Adrian Claiborne was out after last game. So many different things to deal with. And you're talking about quality guys, not just a couple of starters. These are guys that are supposed to be heavy hitters for the Bucks. Any coach worth his salt is going to take the blame. That's exactly what Lovey did in his post-game press conference last night. He took the blame, said that he was embarrassed for the way the players played, but ultimately it comes down to the coaching staff. It comes down to the head coach. And he said he thought the players were ready. He thought they were ready to go on the short week. And obviously that was not the case. And then you have to deal with yet another injury with McCown going down towards the end of the first half. On a pass, his follow-through with his throwing hand hit the top of one of the Falcons lineman's helmet. And we see that not often, but it's not exactly a rare occurrence. So hopefully he'll be able to have a not too messed up hand. But honestly, I'm not too, I don't know. I'm not looking for him to return too quickly. Glennon did well last year. He was very efficient. Wasn't exactly gaining a whole big chunk of yards every game, but he was efficient. He wasn't throwing interceptions. Came in at the end of the first half, was playing all of the second half, was 17 for 24, 121 yards and a touchdown. So, as opposed to McCown's 5 for 12 with 58 yards and an interception. So, all of that, we'll talk more about the Bucs game, but let's go to the phone lines again. 866-826-1340. That's 866-TAN-1340. Rob, how you doing today?
Pretty good, Wes. I got a prediction. Keep Mike Glennon in there. Josh McCown ain't no good. He's all washed up.
So it was a wrong move altogether to bring him in, even though he had experience with Lovey?
Yep, Bucs are done.
Bucs are done.
The Bucs are done, 0-3.
So you think it's going to be a winless season for the Bucs? Are you going that far?
They might win some games. But I got a question. What about that Mike Kafka from Northwestern University? Is he still on the Bucs roster?
He is on the practice squad, so we'll have to see what happens with McCown.
Bring him up to number two. Get rid of McCown. He ain't no good.
Oh, come on. They're not going to get rid of McCown. They won't drop him to the practice squad. He's a big, quote-unquote, air quotes, he's a big off-season signing for them. So regardless of how poorly he may be playing, I don't think they're going to be pushing him down to the practice squad.
Wags, my grandmother can play better football than Josh McCown.
Well,
love you, Wags.
That may be true. Thank you very much for the call, Rob. Appreciate it as always. Yes, Rob's grandmother may be able to play better than Josh McCown, in his opinion, but in the opinion of the people that sign McCown's checks, I don't think they're going to be pushing him down to the practice squad at all. And it turns out that there's going to be a switch for McCown and the Bucs. Maybe be the second string while he's still hurt. But that's about it. There's going to be a little bit of a period where it's still growing pains, in my opinion. Obviously, they were closer games the first two, but they weren't playing the Falcons. They weren't playing the Falcons at home, and they were playing against not their starting quarterbacks. They were playing against Derek Anderson, who was the Panthers' second string, and then they were playing against Austin, who was the third string for the Rams. So all of that put together, you think there's some growing pains there. Let it sort of sink in. Then you have game three. That's going to be hard game to really prove anything. It's hard to come back against a team like that when you're playing against them. Plus, not only are you dealing with Matty Ice, who is top quality when he's playing at home no matter what. They had to deal with Devin Hester. They had to deal with Julio Jones. Two guys who were playing like they were on fire. Hester was, he had a 20-yard end around and a 62-yard punt return. That punt return was his 20th of his career, setting a new NFL record. So he is now replace Deion Sanders with that. So that was obviously pretty big for him personally, but the team as well. And then you have to think, he wasn't even the best offensive player last night for the Falcons outside of Matt Ryan. Julio Jones had 8 receptions for 121 yards and a touchdown in the first half. And then he had a 40-yard touchdown in the third quarter. So he had a career day. 9 receptions, 161 yards, 2 touchdowns. Matt Ryan, they didn't want to worry about him overextending himself, have a chance of hurting himself. He only played 3 quarters and was 21 for 24 for 286 yards, 3 touchdowns. So they gave T.J. Yates some time, some reps. It's hard to go against a team like that, especially when you're trying to come back from 2 straight losses at home that were very close. So with that said, we're going to hit a break, a little bit of an early break right now, and make sure you you don't touch that dial. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris, brought to you by PostShare.com. Check them out.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Buccaneer Beads Incorporated specializes in having the largest selection and lowest pricing on Gasparilla and Mardi Gras parade beads and party needs in Tampa. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. is family-owned and operated by a mother-daughter team and a member of the Ebor Chamber of Commerce. Buccaneer Beads, Inc. offers a wide variety of products and services, including discount and wholesale pricing on bulk orders. Call Buccaneer Beads today at 813-664-8571 or stop by at 3808 East Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Got booty? Get booty at Buccaneer Beads.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
Amy's Day Spa is a luxury full-service day spa located in South Tampa at 2001 West Kennedy Boulevard. You'll be welcomed with warm, personal attention the moment you walk in the door. We have a wonderful staff that strive to make you feel and look your absolute best. It is our mission to help you relax and escape the pressure and stress that stand in your way of achieving a healthier, more vibrant, and youthful you. Call Amy and her staff today at 813-348-1373.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the 5-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show, and go Bucks!
Regal Entertainment Group, where we do entertainment big. Regal Cinemas Theaters feature stadium seating, crystal clear picture quality, and the latest of digital surround sound. Interested in free movies, popcorn, soft drinks, and more? Join the Regal Crown Club. Membership is free. As a member, you'll earn credits for free concessions and movie tickets, learn about monthly offers, and can create your own personalized movie page. Sign up at regmovies.com or at any Regal Cinemas Theater. Become a Regal Crown Club member today.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game.
Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Chuck Knoll, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hope everybody's dodging the raindrops out there. It's not easy to do. I just had to run out to my car real quick and got soaked. So hopefully everybody's staying safe out there in their cars. Make sure you don't drive like people who drive badly in the rain. I'll put it that way. I'll keep it clean for the FCC. So we were talking about, obviously, the Bucks last night. Obviously, need to talk about the Rams game. That was kind of a big deal, not only because of the game itself, but also because it was the Derrick Brooks retirement, number retirement ceremony, Ring of Honor, all of that stuff was happening. It was good. It was good to have at least a little bit of good feelings, because the game sure was a little bit of an emotional roller coaster for a lot of people. It was a heart wrencher again. It's really, really frustrating, and you can't really blame it on Mike Evans. In my opinion, you have a situation with the injury towards the end of the game. You have an opportunity, a potential game-winning field goal on the line with less than 10 seconds, you have an injury, and then all of a sudden, boom, you have the 10-second runoff for the injured player. You at least want to have that opportunity to win the game. If you're going to lose the game, lose it by missing the field goal. You want to have that opportunity to at least possibly make it. They were on the 32-yard line going in, putting them at about a 50-yard field goal, which is obviously makeable. But 866-826-1340, 866-1340. Ed, how you doing?
Hey, Alex, how you doing, man? I didn't get a chance to talk with you a little bit about last night's game. I don't know if you saw it, but there was some glaring things last night that I saw on the sideline. And I know, you know, the offensive coordinator has got health problems and he's out. But the quarterback coach, I mean, he just looked like a deer in the headlights when he was trying to call plays. And the other thing that stood out, after Bobby Rainey fumbled for the first time, he's on the bench. I could swear he pulled a Cordell Stewart and was hunched over crying. So, this leadership is horrible on that team. I don't know if you saw that last night.
I did see that. He really took that to heart. And one of the things I was at dinner with Randy's son, with Sean. And the first thing that went into my mind was, wow, I hope he doesn't let this eat him up. Fumbles happen, sure. But one of the things you notice about really great players, individuals, is they never let their highs get too high. They never let their lows get too low. And I felt that right at that moment, that was one of those times when he got too low, and then it just eats at you. And then you start to think about it while you're on the field, and then you start repeating your mistakes. So, they need somebody not only on the field, but also the coaching staff to be able to give him that proverbial slap in the face. Hey, shake yourself out of it. Let's go play this football game and try to pull them out of that funk. That's what a leader is supposed to do, is to be able to take your guys and rally them to be able to succeed, and that was not happening. Marcus Arroyo, the quarterback's coach, yeah, he's That's tough. That's what are you gonna do? What are you gonna say?
Well, see, that's what. What do you think? I mean, at some point, do you treat that like the fact that, you know, Ted's going to be out for a period of time? Do you treat that like a player and go in a different direction? Because this guy, I mean, he's got no experience doing this. To me, every time he looked out there, he just looked like he was confused. He didn't know what to do, and it was spreading for the offense. I mean, where was Mike Evans last night? Where was Vincent Jackson? I know he dropped a few. But what happened to just throwing that ball up there and letting those two 6'5", 6'6" receivers go get it? What happened to that?
I understand that, but they, again, sort of like with McCown, they've brought him in. They just brought in Tedford. I mean, the entire coaching staff is new. You can't change up everything, and then because he's not there right now, you can't go in a different direction already right now. From what I understood, Tedford was going to be back either next week or in the very near future. So hopefully that's not something that's going to play out longer into the season, and you have your top guy, your OC back sooner rather than later. So we'll see. But I don't think they could go a different direction after they've already gone a different direction in bringing him in the first place.
At least we got something to look forward to this Sunday. The Bucks will not lose this Sunday.
Well, yeah.
They played last night.
Yeah. Fair enough. That's one weekend that they won't drop just because they're not playing. Thanks for the call, Ed. It's a really interesting thing to see how they're going to respond now, because they had everything going wrong last night. Offense didn't show up, obviously. Defense, I think it was Barron who had the interception and then on the same play fumbled it. You have something like that happen. Special teams didn't deliver. So it's going to be interesting to see how this very young collective team, obviously there's a lot of veterans and a lot of big names there, but they have to be able to respond to this type of adversity. It's one thing to lose a close game. It is a completely different thing to be dominated up and down the field for four quarters and trying to be able to come back, and where do they go from there? Looking at the schedule, they have, who is it? The Steelers coming up at Heinz Field. Wow. Again, they had the two early, seemingly easier home games. Now you're going on the road. 3 weeks in a row, you have Falcons, then you're at Steelers on the 28th, and then you're at the Saints, of all teams, on October 5th. That's a lot of adversity they're going to have to try to come back from. So we'll see how that goes. Again, it's early in the season. It's 0-3. Three games does not a season make, but it seems like the general consensus is everybody, fan-wise, their hands are in the air. Oh, we suck again. Give it some time. Allow it to take the process to take care of itself. Talking about process, we have Roger Goodell in about 37 minutes at the top of the hour is going to be having a press conference talking about what the NFL is going to be doing with regards to domestic violence and sexual assault. We'll see how that's going to play out. That's going to be on the Four Letter Network at 3 o'clock, so make sure to tune in for that. This is going to be his first public appearance, so we'll see what they say, but it's going to have something to do, obviously, with some sort of training. I think they're saying that there's going to be training for everybody in the league starting within 30 days. Hello, shouldn't this have been happening a long time ago? Am I just assuming that I'm the only one who thought that this was something that was already in place? I was in the Air Force, and there's plenty of training that goes on. I guess I am just a little naive because I thought that that was something that every organization, every quote-unquote business had already. That was part of the things. That's what happens nowadays. People at work, you have your regular training, be it a face-to-face training with somebody. You have your computer-based testing or training or what have you that's going to address issues like this. Even with MMA, the UFC, every year they have a fighter summit, and that's where they go over the do's and don'ts, what you can do and what you shouldn't do in this position. And in general, not even for celebrities or athletes or anybody, but you would think on a general human level that domestic violence, sexual assault is a no-no. That's what you get for being naive, I guess, because that is not the case. Too little, too late. You think this is good that they haven't had it before, and now they're going to be having this program, but they only started putting this stuff together once there were documented cases that this was happening. How many incidents go unreported? How many incidents go unvideotaped, unrecorded in some way, shape, or form? How many incidents don't get recorded or even do recorded and they aren't leaked to the media or to the public? How many times has there been a cover-up? We don't know. So this is obviously a black eye that the NFL is going to have to come back from. And I want to know what people think about Goodell and his current standing as the NFL commissioner. Has what he has done in the past enough to keep him as commissioner? Or do fans want him to be ousted? Has his previous accomplishments been enough? Does he have enough credit built up to deal with this rash of domestic violence and sexual assault that's been going on? And if people don't want him, then where do you go from there? Who's going to step in and take his place? And are they going to be better? Because let's face it, the grass is not always greener. So we'll see what this press conference at 3:00 is going to hold. Sticking with football and sexual assault and domestic violence and stuff of that sort, Jameis Winston in the news again. This week, really not the brightest, most mature guy. He may be a great football player, but wow, he's a sophomore, but that, I don't think this gives him any sort of excuse. He's young, but doing what he did in the middle of the Florida State campus, standing up on a table and yelling a very sexually charged and insensitive statement earlier this week. Wow. Again, how do people think stuff like this is okay? What drives them? It makes absolutely no sense to me. And which is worse? The incident in the itself, or the suspension from FSU, or should I say, it's a very impotent suspension, I'll put it that way. One half. It was not handed down by Jimbo Fisher. It was handed down by the AD, the higher-ups in the athletic department. So I don't know if that's something they thought in the long term and said, okay, we feel that at least we're doing something that's going to check the box and we're going to cover our bases, because when it comes down to it, the Noles play number 22 Clemson this weekend. The winner of this game has gone on to win the ACC for the last three seasons. So obviously this is a very important game. They want to make sure they win the ACC. Obviously, top-ranked Noles are expecting to go back to the championship game this time in a playoff format. but you have for them, they have to win the ACC first. So probably one of the biggest games of their regular season, and they wanted to make sure they had Winston for at least half and give them the best shot at winning. So is that okay? I have not actually personally, and I just may be looking in all the wrong spots, but I have not heard too much complaining, outcry for what has been going on up in FSU. I've talked to some people personally, and they agree with me that this is obviously a sham. In my opinion, it's a sham. They feel it's the same way. Something like this is, I won't say inexcusable, because in the grand scheme of things, these are words. This is not him going out and beating somebody. This is not him going out and, I don't know, I was going to say rape somebody, but he's already been through that wicket, allegedly. So it's obviously not comparable. It's not oranges and oranges, but you have to expect one half cannot make a difference. Because if he thought it was okay to stand up in the middle of campus and yell something of this nature, obviously I can't say it on air, but you have to think they have to make a little bit more of a statement. He already said that he's going to stay for 4 years and get his degree. He's going to play for 4 years. He won't leave early. Okay, you know that he's going to be there. And even if he wasn't, he's a sophomore and he's going to be there next year too. So where does it hurt the school? You want to be putting forth a product, quote-unquote product, on the field that is going to accurately depict your institution. So if you're making a mockery, basically a mockery of the situation, then how is anybody else going to take you seriously? And this could hurt him in the grand scheme of things. Obviously, Winston has apologized, and he's doing his best to work with the backup quarterback, Sean McGuire. I think he has maybe between 10 and 20 college snaps so far, but he's working with him on game film to help prepare him for the first half of the game, and then obviously Winston will come in later. So all of that said, we are going to hit our bottom of the hour break. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
If you want to look your best, you need Mick for Hair. Mick Ferrari is Tampa Bay's hairstylist to the stars. Mick has spent 25 years keeping the Bay Area beautiful and is the official hair care provider for Talking Sports. To look your best, you need to go to the best. And the best in the Bay is Mick Ferrari. For information or to book your consultation with Mick, visit his website at mickforhair.com. That's mickforhair.com. Call Mick for Hair direct at 727-573-9711. That's 573-9711.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project, or maybe want a true partner for all your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions, and we want to work for you. For all your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Check out our friends at West Chase Golf Club, just north of the airport off the Veteran Expressway, for a beautiful and challenging course. I've been out there many times and the greens are great. Quiet, upscale, but very public, West Chase is consistently ranked in the top 10 nationally and number one in the state of Florida for customer service by the National Golf Foundation. Ask about the Advantage Card. Just $25 for Florida residents and you'll get up to 40% off your greens fees, free use of the GPS system, and a bunch more. Log on to westchasegc.com for more. West Chase Golf Club. It's not private. You'll just think it is.
Lobster lovers, don't miss the Palm Harbor Lobster Festival September 26th through the 28th. There will be plenty of freshly cooked homemade lobsters, craft beers, ribs, chicken, Italian ice, and other succulent food selections prepared by some of the area's most popular local restaurants. Experience three fun-filled days of live, nonstop musical entertainment performed by some of Tampa Bay's most popular bands. Don't miss this memorable experience. This is the event of the season, and patrons will be talking about it long after the most tasty crustacean is consumed at the festival. The Palm Harbor Lobster Festival benefits the world-famous Suncoast Primate Sanctuary located in Palm Harbor. Patrons will enjoy fresh, live Maine lobsters cooked to order courtesy of Tampa Bay's Lobster Haven. Presented by the North Pinellas Regional Chamber of Commerce, the Palm Harbor Lobster Festival is sponsored by WTAN Radio, Swamp Ale Beer, Bayshore Signs, Been There, Dump That, and the Taste of Tampa Bay Magazine. For more information, visit the Palm Harbor Lobster Festival on Facebook or visit www.suncoastprimates.com.
West Coast Van Rentals has proudly served all of Florida and South Georgia for over 20 years. They specialize in 12 and 15 passenger van rentals and offer statewide delivery service. At West Coast Van Rentals, they don't just pick you up, they actually bring the vans to you. For reservations, call 1-800-600-VANS and mention promo code WTAN1340 for a 10% discount off your daily and weekly rates.
AthleteOriginals.com features original t-shirt designs by athletes for the fans, available for men, women, and children. Over 70 athletes call AthleteOriginals.com home, including Tampa Bay linebacker Jonathan Casillas and lineman Will Golston. Baseball, football, basketball, and hockey are covered, but so is MMA, curling, track and field, and much more. Don't be like everyone else. Be original. Check them out online at AthleteOriginals.com and enjoy the easy-to-use website and shop by sport, athlete, brand, or design. AthleteOriginals.com. You will be glad you did.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Elm Avery in Tampa.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Back, we are still talking a little bit of football. There was at least one other game besides the blowout that was up in Atlanta. Auburn headed over to Kansas State, Manhattan, Kansas. One of their big, I think it was their highest ranked non-conference opponent, number 5 Auburn at number 20 Kansas State. They pulled it out in the end, 20-14. Good game. I was able to listen to it for a little bit. It's really tough when your kicker misses 3 field goals in a game, especially if you end up losing by 6. Maybe some of it was the fact that Auburn had stolen some of the signals from Kansas State. At least that is what K-State coach Bill Snyder was saying, accused them of stealing some of the signals in the first half and had to change some signals for the second half. Obviously, Auburn coach Gus Malzahn denied that fact. If you have Nick Marshall on your team and he throws better than 50%, which he's not always going to do, but when he does better than a 50% completion rating, he's probably going to be tough to beat. He was 17 for 31, 231 yards, 2 touchdowns, and interception. And then on the flip side, if your quarterback, K-State's Waters, was 24 for 40, 245 yards, but 2 interceptions. So obviously, the turnovers was a big difference. And Auburn's rushing game, they had 128 rushing yards versus Kansas State's 40. So good game to watch. Obviously, we'll see how things play out in the SEC. A little bit closer to home tonight, Connecticut is here in town to play South Florida. That's 8 o'clock tonight. It's going to be a rainy game, I'm sure, so make sure you bring your ponchos if you're watching at home. It's on the four-letter network as well, so you'll have that. Let's see. Is Florida playing this weekend? Let me see if I can find that game. Obviously, talked about Florida State earlier, and they are playing Clemson. Florida is at number 3 Alabama on CBS, 3:30 tomorrow. Forgot about that. That's going to be tough. That's a tough one. Obviously, it was a little bit close last week when they played Kentucky up at the Swamp. That's coming off of a 3 overtime win. Good to pull out, obviously. Florida isn't the Florida of old, and neither is Kentucky. They are not the shabby Kentucky of old, so that was a good game to watch, but Florida's going to have a tough time against number 3 Alabama. And then Florida State is hosting Clemson. That is 8 o'clock tomorrow on ABC. So tune in to all of those games. I think that's enough football, considering the entire show has been football up to this point. We get to talk some baseball now. Rays, tough go of it a little bit. They've started to win, obviously, two nights ago. Was a little bit of a heartbreaker against the Yankees. They were going for the sweep, and Jeter ended up being the game-winning run for the Yankees. Cobb had broken his 12-game streak of allowing 2 or fewer runs. So all good things come to an end. But again, they won the first 2 games, the 1-0 win on Monday, and then the blowout on Tuesday. You win your series, that's good. Jeter's career is done as a Yankee in the St. Pete area. So hopefully everybody had a chance to go out there and see that. People's thoughts on what the Rays gave Jeter. Gave him a kayak, gave him $16,000 towards his donation, donation towards his foundation, and then a Don Zimmer framed jersey. I think the Don Zimmer jersey is obviously the most meaningful to Jeter. They were great, obviously great friends, both when Zimmer was up in New York with the Yankees and after Zimmer came to the Rays and was working with them. I don't know about a kayak. I don't know if I'd like to be a player on my farewell tour and coming to play the Rays because, I don't know, they gave Rivera a sandcastle last year. They gave Jeter a kayak. What's he going to do with a kayak? What is a filthy rich former baseball player going to be doing with a kayak that the Rays gave him? I don't know. I at least thought they should have given him a little farewell basket. Pun intended. Getting back to the game, Longoria hit his 22nd home run on Wednesday. He also had 2 RBIs, which gives him 90 on the season, 46 since the All-Star break. He's tied for the most in the majors since the All-Star break in RBI. Obviously, he's been trying to do his part, but too little too late. And it's obviously going to be a rebuild. I think this offseason is going to be an interesting one for the Rays because they have the quality there. They have the players. And it's hard to say oh, it's Madden's fault. Look at what he has done. Obviously, as with any professional sport, what have you done for me lately is the prevailing theme. If they just had a sub-500 season, then obviously a change has to be made somewhere. You have the players. You have a great system set up. Not only have they done a great job with the players up in the majors, their minor league system is top-notch. Durham has been a great source of development for the Rays. So what are they going to do? How are they going to shake things up to try to make those changes? You cannot get rid of Madden, and obviously they can. Will they? That's the question that remains. But in my opinion, you cannot get rid of Madden. He's been way too much for this club, and even though this is the first sub-500 year since 2007, I think he has enough credit built up where you can say, okay, let's move on, revamp for next year, see how things go. You can't put too much on this season. It's unfortunate, but it's been an off season, so just sort of let things happen and go from there. But we shall see how it goes. I mentioned that 1-0 game. The pitching has been one of the more, surprisingly enough, has been one of the more consistent pieces of the Rays for this season. That was actually the 21st shutout of the season for the Rays, which actually put them on top in the league. The next closest is 20 with the Cardinals. So you don't change any of the starting pitching, because where do you go from there? You already got rid of Price. You have Smiley. He's been doing well since he's been here. Cobb has had just recently had that 12-game streak, allowing two or fewer runs. He's been doing his job. Moore's got to come back from his Tommy John surgery. Obviously, he's an important cog in this machine. Hellickson, he was out for a good chunk of the year. Bringing him back, I think he's going to be one of the guys they stick with. Colome, he's only started five games this season. He's been up and down from Durham, but he's been quality since he's come up. He was actually the starting pitcher for that 1-0 game on Monday this week. So there's no changes that need to happen with the pitching. Bullpen, yeah, that's been shaky, especially the back end with Balfour. Some people call him Balfour, but there's a little bit of room for improvement, obviously. The hitting, surprisingly enough, you have big names in the lineup. Defensively, they're great, but from an offensive standpoint, that has been by far, in my opinion, the weakest part of the Rays game. And how do you improve on Will Myers? How do you improve on Evan Longoria, James Loney? You start making too many changes just for the sake of offense, then you're going to lose some of that capability you have on defense. Obviously, Jennings goes and tracks down balls in center field. Zobrist, he's a plug-and-play player. Switch hitter, he is solid wherever you put him on the field. He can play almost any position. So as a former sort of utility player, when I was playing, I'm obviously going to err on the side of utility players. I love the fact that if you have an injury, you're going to at least be able to put somebody there that's going to be a solid player and not just try to make it through a couple games while whoever else tries to heal up. It is what it is. Obviously, they're going to make their decisions. They're not asking my opinion. So, that said, we're going to hit our last break of the show. Again, hopefully everybody's staying dry out there and driving safely. Stay safe. This is Talking Sports with Randy Harris, brought to you by PostShare.com.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
PostShare is the first mobile application that lets you post and share real-time content socially. Track the views and get rewarded for it. With an easy posting process, it's time you, the user, get rewarded for your posts. Download for free from the App Store and Google Play.
Since 2004, Staff Zone has been the superior choice for construction, industrial, and special events staffing. Staff Zone currently has 20 locations throughout the Southeast and Texas. Servicing thousands of clients annually, Staff Zone is blue-collar staffing excellence, and we want to work for you. Call us today at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business.
Randy Harris from Talking Sports and Knockout Radio for the Lockup Self-Storage. You know, one of the downfalls of living in Florida is no basement, so storage is always an issue. If you're in need of a self-storage unit, I highly recommend the Lockup. You'll be surprised how nice and safe the units and buildings are. All units are climate controlled for your valuable items, furniture, and they even have indoor boat and RV parking spaces. Call them today at 866-327-LOCK or thelockup.com. If you call today, you'll receive the first month for $1. Plus, they'll provide a moving truck and lock for free. The Lockup Self-Storage.
The excitement happens every day at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. You can find yourself in the water with a dolphin, feeding a stingray, watching our world-famous dolphin shows, sailing on our eco boat tour, and even having your picture taken with a dolphin. The Clearwater Marine Aquarium is home of the world's most famous dolphin, Winter, the star of the movie Dolphin Tale, filmed at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium. Winter lost her tail but is now healthy and swimming freely due to a prosthetic tail. Be exposed to marine life and more. Take a behind-the-scenes tour to see how the animal hospital works. View the animal's food prep kitchen, the vet's lab, the surgical suite, and rehab areas. The aquarium houses river otters, sea turtles, stingrays, sharks, and a host of brilliant fish. Come to the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, 249 Windward Passage in Clearwater, or check them on the web at seawinter.com for more information. Open Sunday through Thursday, 10 to 5. Friday and Saturday, 10 to 6. Call 727-441-1790. Make plans to enjoy the day at the Clearwater Marine Aquarium, 249 Windward Passage in Clearwater, the official home of Winter, the star of the movie Dolphin Tale, a lasting memory.
With over 20 years of experience, Anywhere Transport is fast and reliable for all of your pickup and delivery needs anytime, anywhere. In offering custom rush messenger service and handling, we have maintained a broad range of services, which uniquely qualifies us to undertake new jobs with the utmost confidence. Call Anywhere Transport toll-free at 800-422-2828 or online at anywheretransport.com. Our prices are competitive and fair with the goal of pleasing our customers. Florida's premier statewide rush delivery service is Anywhere Transport.
Build your collection at Shooter's World. Refine your skills on the five-star gun range at Shooter's World. Attend a class led by expert instructors at Shooter's World. Shooter's World is located at 116 East Fletcher in Tampa and is Florida's largest firearm store, indoor public shooting range, and training facility. Shooter's World also offers quite the unique and exciting venue for your party or corporate events. For more information, call 813-381-1111 or shootersworld.com. Shooter's World is a proud sponsor of the Players Show and Go Bucks!
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The PressBox Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
How you doing? This is Gilbert El Nino Melendez, Strike Force Lightweight Champ, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to the last segment of the show. Got just a couple minutes, six or so left. So wanted to bring up, I did a little bit of digging over the break and found an article on the Four Letter Network. In the article, quote, like baseball, other top professional sports organizations surveyed by the Associated Press, including the NBA, NHL, NASCAR, PGA Tour, and ATP, that's tennis, have rules covering inappropriate or criminal behavior away from arenas, but do not address domestic violence on its own. So, again, I guess I'm just one of those naive people who think that this is something that is common across the board, because not only did NFL not have any sort of policy regarding this, and they've been backpedaling, but now baseball, I guess earlier this week, they came out and said, oh, hey, I guess we need a policy. And based on what this article is saying, NBA, NHL, NASCAR, golf, tennis, none of them have a domestic violence policy. There may be something that deals with some sort of alcohol-related or an off-field violent conduct situation, but it doesn't specifically state that if a player is charged with a crime involving some sort of physical force or violence, what they will do on a consistent basis. So now, is a policy needed? I guess that's a question you have to address too. Is a policy needed, or is it better to have some sort of general overarching, hey, don't do bad off the field, or we will address it in a case by case basis? Because can you address everything under one name? Or is it better to address it in a case-by-case basis? What are your thoughts? We just have a couple minutes left, but 866-826-1340. That's 866-1340. I don't know. It's one of those things. It's just really, really surprising for me. Dealing with the Thursday show, Knockout Radio, the MMA world in general, I have always felt that the world is sort of against MMA, and that's why it's not a mainstream sport still. I think it's obviously more mainstream than it used to be, but for those who don't consider it mainstream now, the world is sort of against MMA, and they try to take opportunities to take shots at MMA, pardon the pun, to downplay it and say that it's not a good sport because of the violence that's involved. Yet you don't see, well, I don't want to say you don't see these types of issues, but if and when these issues come up, there is action that is taken that is swift, immediate, and decisive. When things happen, they're like, okay, hey, guess what? You haven't even been arrested yet, and you've been cut because you're involved in this. You had, in the UFC, you had Thiago Silva, who went nuts down in, I think it was Coconut Creek. And, I mean, the SWAT team had to bring him out of his house, and the UFC had already cut him. Once the process went through, then you had a situation where they say, okay, we'll bring you back. But that was before all this stuff was happening with the NFL, and the NFL are the ones that are taking the heat now because they didn't have a system in place, and I guess everybody else is trying to follow suit now. So once again, 3 o'clock on the four-letter network, NFL and Roger Goodell are holding a press conference to address the Ray Rice situation, the Greg Hardy situation, as well as any additional questions with this PR crisis that they've been dealing with over the last week. So that said, thanks for listening, everybody. Follow the show through the website, knockoutradio.com. Follow us on Twitter, @knockoutradio. Follow me, @KOWags. Hit us up through our Facebook fan page, knockoutradio.com. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next week.